Lyric Theater at Illinois' production of the Benjamin Britten opera The Rape of Lucretia opens tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. It tells the story of a woman who becomes a pawn in a power struggle between men in ancient Rome and pays the ultimate price. I spoke with two members of the all-female production team, conductor Julie Gunn and director Kirsten Pullen, about this beautiful and heartbreaking opera. Pullen says it's the first time she's ever directed an opera.
It is. This is my first opera, and I did not imagine doing it. Julie asked me, and I was actually gobsmacked. We were having a whole conversation about wanting to have an all-woman team and, you know, wanting to do this in a particular way. And then she said, you know, somebody like you. And I thought, really? So it was really exciting, and I was really drawn to the story. And as you say, it's timely. It's timely and it's timeless. I mean, we're not ancient Romans. We're not Anglican religious from the 1940s when Britten, those are the characters in it, when Britten wrote it. So it's not as though nothing has changed and it's a story of today. But I do think that the violence against women and the sexual violence against women as a power play by men, we do see those things play out in history, on the stage, in popular music, in real life. So the story is, like you say, it's timely.
And for you, Julie, just talk about your decision to, you know, to ask Kirsten to be the director of this show. Why did you think it'd be such a great fit?
Well, I really like Kirsten. That's one thing. And I wanted to bring her thoughts about women's issues to it. And I wanted to work with theater more closely. I've known a lot about The Rape of Lucretia, the opera, because I've been working on it in my own work for decades. So it's not as unfamiliar to me as it is to a lot of people. And I really hope that people will be able to come see it because I think it's one of the masterworks of the 20th century opera body. It's unusual in a lot of ways. It's, like you said, a chamber opera. It has a smaller orchestra. This comes a little bit out of Glyndebourne Festival in England, premiered it in 1946, which was, as you know, the year after World War II ended, and they had some really illustrious artists, but no money. They paid for, I don't think I've even ever told Kirsten this, I learned they paid for the costumes out of government vouchers.
Oh, wow.
So
no, I didn't know that.
So we have a bad guy. Definitely the rapist is a bad guy, but we have even a worse guy who sets up the rapist for political reasons.
Right. And I thought, and that's what I thought was one of the things that's interesting about this story is to not just concentrate on the rape and on the rapist, but instead to really point out how this other Roman general is doing it for his own political ambition and totally willing to sacrifice all of these people, like everybody in the opera, basically is sacrificed in some way to his ambition. And I liked being able to think about that part of the story as well as the other parts.
Yeah, it's fascinating. The characterizations are really sharp. Mm-hmm. And in learning more about it, I've learned that these two generals actually became the consuls of Rome, the first two consuls of Rome, based on this very event, this historical event. And since then, there has never been a monarchy in Rome. That's 2,500 years, more than 2,500 years, because this was viewed, has been viewed throughout history as a particularly immoral act.
J. Julie, if you could talk a little bit about Britten's music here, because I got to hear just about an hour or so of rehearsal last week, and was just struck by it was alternately beautiful, haunting. There were just so many different things happening musically here. What stands out to you musically from this opera?
What stands out to me is that Britten puts the music at the service of the story. Although when you do the story without the music, it doesn't really seem quite as good. But it tells the story in whatever way he had. He had just tremendous resources in his imagination of how to do that. So some of it is very harsh and jarring, but some of the subject matter is. Some of it is so beautiful and comforting. There's a Passacaglia about the husband and wife being reunited, which is just heartbreaking, really. There's all sorts
of... We cry in rehearsal, actually. Maybe not Julie, but the stage manager and I have gotten teared up in rehearsal because it is just... The story is so sad, but the music is so powerful and beautiful, and it brings tears to your eyes. Sorry to jump in, but
I agree.
It's unreal how gorgeous the music is in places.
It really brings the emotion to the forefront. And I think... You know, this story, like I said, is a political story that's been going on forever, and there's all sorts of great art devoted to it, too, Titian and Rembrandt and all the masters made A Rape of Lucretia. But this takes it on a personal level, and that's what I so appreciate that Kirsten brings out of it, the actual human beings that were sacrificed in this. You know, it's not like this is the only person that's ever happened to, you know, which is sort of a point. But on the other hand, we really focus on her particular sacrifice and her particular pain. But one thing I love about Britten, because sometimes in opera, we get a little vain about voices and, you know, we like to pick apart singers for their, you know, spinning top pianissimos. And there's none of that, even though there's beautiful singing and beautiful voices and some really, really strong cast members. You are left thinking about the story. I don't think people are going to be in the lobby talking about someone's F natural.
And then all, with due formality, wish each other a final
good. Lyric Theatre's production of Britten's opera The Rape of Lucretia opens tonight at the Tryon Festival Theatre inside Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. I spoke with director Kirsten Pullen and conductor Julie Gunn. Find information about tickets and performance times at krannertcenter.com. It's Morning Edition on WILL.